Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Pretty busy last couple weeks recording project for Anthony Tidd, the great bassist, some very challenging music, and some work with Dan Weiss, the drummer, some other very challenging music. So now let's go to the challenging music of Thelonious Monk. Mysterioso is the first blues that Monk wrote in 1948. The recording that I've listened to the most is from 1958, the five-spot recording with Ahmed Abdul-Malik and Roy Haynes and Monk and Johnny Griffin. And the it's just kind of a pattern. And mostly in C. I'm playing it in low octave. I could play it up here. But for reasons I will explain, I kind of like to play it down here when playing solo. If I was playing it, you know, with a bass or something, I might play it up in the higher octave to stay out of that range. But I like, for the solo, I like it. I'm just playing sixth. Sometimes it's a major six, sometimes a minor six, because we're going in the key of B flat, right? I mean, with an A flat, so it's like blues, you know. That's the riff, you know. So it's starting on the fifth and then the third of the chord that you're on. So this is a B flat. I'm playing an F and a D. A to F, then up a fourth, back to the first one, okay, we go to the four chord, twice, back to the one chord. Think about it anyway. It's just chromatic movement from G, E flat, G sharp, E, A, F, and then back to this and walking it up. I think this is kind of F7 with a sharp 9. So major sixth, minor six, minor six, major sixth. Then kind of like an F7 sharp 9 with a C in the bass. So the whole tune, then, pretty simple to play. I'm gonna put the hi-hat. Straight eighth notes that then go into a kind of a swing feel for you know, the improvisational parts. Now the way that I recorded this, I decided to not really do that, like playing the head and then playing a solo and going back to playing the head. I just figured I'd play the head over and over again, but with different kinds of variations rhythmically, because it's so clear. This theme is so sort of simple and clear that you can really do a lot with it rhythmically and it'll still keep you in place. So, like, for example, I'm going to do it a little faster. So one thing I could do is feel it in like a triple feel. I could feel it. And put the notes in sort of that grid somehow, like maybe I'm just keeping the form, but I'm kind of trying to stretch it a little more and more in terms of where I place the stuff in that triplet thing. I might even imply another rhythm inside of that, like I was playing something like kind of a four, like anything. Kind of sevens and triplets there, like fives. So I don't know, I'm keeping the hi-hat here so that you can hear the reference point. Otherwise, it would just sound kind of random what I'm doing. So, and on the record, I don't have a hi-hat, so maybe it does sound kind of random. But I try to always bring it back and mark the form and stuff like that to make sure that I'm in my place. So that's an example of like a triple feel. I mean, I could double it up, I just might mess around with this as much as possible. And in my mind, I'm still thinking of just kind of... I'm just thinking of a very simple blues structure underneath and just trying to keep on that form while I'm making these little variations on the top. You know, you can do it with a backing track or something, but I like to just do it with that. The backing track is like in my head a little bit. And then I might record it even and check it, you know, see if I really kept the form even when I was trying to really stretch it. So that's an idea for practice. It's almost like you could memorize this pretty quickly and then just use it as a rhythmic exercise. Now I'm just using fingers here. I could be using the pick, but to get kind of a punchy sound, I'm using fingers and I'm kind of muting it a little bit. Thank you. next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.